On today's show, we outline five important questions to ask your advisor about inflation and its impact on you and your retirement plan.
Interstate Business Management presents
Business for Breakfast with Aaron and Rebecca Novinger.
I love this Hank Williams quote, Hank Williams Jr., by the way. Interest is up and the stock market's down. Boy, it's the, that's true, isn't it? Partially? All right. This is Business for Breakfast, where business is the most important meal of the day. With Aaron Novinger and Rebecca Novinger from Interstate Business Management, I'm Jackie Selby, your consumer advocate. And the three of us together, we put on a little radio show every single week called Business for Breakfast. All right. Is that true or the interest rates are up? That's true, Aaron.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
But is the stock market down?
It depends on who you ask and on what day, right? It depends on what news source, right?
Yes. So what now? There are some questions that you should be asking your current advisor. If you don't have an advisor already, I highly recommend that you talk to the Novingers. They're super easy to talk to and easy to reach at 918-913-0086. All right. How about this? Do I have long-term financial plan? You got to ask yourself that. Right, Aaron?
It's the first question. Really, it's whenever you're sitting down with the person that helps you manage what you've amassed, you have to be able to really judge if this person is operating from a mode of building a plan or selling a product. It's the most important thing. And so that's how you know if you have a financial plan, is whoever your planner, advisor, consultant that you're using. I tell you, a lot of people use accountants and accounting firms as their consulting for that type of thing. Mm-hmm. But people also use their attorneys for that stuff. And so, but is the person that's helping you with that, do you guys have a plan where you know what it looks like in 5 years, 10 mm-hmm. years, 20 years, 30 years? Do you know what it looks like when a spouse passes away? That's the plan. So, but if all you get is a call from your advisor, hey, happy birthday. Hey, I got this brand new mutual fund I want you to take a look at. Hey, your kid just graduated from high school. Here's $50 Starbucks gift card. Hey, I want to switch you over to this mutual fund. Mm-hmm. That's a big, big difference between those two, right? So mm-hmm. that's the first thing you got to look at. But when we do it, there's a few things part of the plan that we look at. So the first thing always, it's the most important thing, debt. We are going to work our tails off by the time we come up with your retirement date. Our goal 100% of the time is no debt at that point, which means oftentimes we might have to push retirement by a year or two because debt is the most important thing. But
yes.
The weird thing is it actually ties straight into another point, which is the monthly budget. The monthly budget is so critical, and we talk about it every single week. We talk
yes.
about it all the time.
Yes.
I'm here. It's another Aaronism, right? But the most important thing in retirement is not how many commas are in the retirement account. It's how many commas in the monthly budget, right?
Mm.
So the monthly budget is in my opinion, the more important than how much you have amassed. Because with a couple good Social Security pensions and plan that right, and then we have no debt and we have a low budget, I guarantee you we can get 80, 90% of the monthly budget covered if we do it right.
But that all kind of goes into, you know, whether you have the cash flow, right?
Yeah, it's the cash flow, but it's mm-hmm. also learning, because it's always a question that I ask when we sit down. I say, okay, so for you working right now, what month of the year do you typically travel the most? And they're like, mm-hmm. usually November, December, because that's when they have the time off. What day of the week do you usually do your most shopping? And they'll say, Saturday or Sunday, because that's the day they have off.
Uh-huh.
I said, now, I want you to understand, when you go to retirement, every month is November and every day is Saturday.
Yes.
You have to curb those impulse buys, man. I'm just telling you, you have to act as though, because remember, the most important number is that monthly budget number. The budget is everything. And then, of course, the thing that happens to everybody if they're not prepared, and that is Murphy's Law. The dude will knock at your front door, guaranteed, if you're not prepared for him. So we got to put out that beware of dog sign on your fence, and you know, you've got that alarming fake camera set up, and how you get him to go to the next door is having a good emergency savings. It is so important, because if you've got the savings, Murphy just sees the beware of dog sign and he has to go to the neighbor next door to go bug him, right? So make sure that we take care of the debt. watch the monthly budget. We've got to watch the spending, and we've got to have the emergency savings to make sure that Murphy goes next door. So that's how, you know, we ask your advisor these things. Have that in your financial plan, right?
You
so, listeners, this is key for you guys.
Yes. Okay. Here's the phone number, 918-913-0086. Get some Aaronisms for yourself when you come to meet with them in 918-913-0086. So that's just one of the items that we wanted to cover on this segment of the show. We never get around to everything that I have on my agenda because you say so many valuable things that I think and super funny and super relatable, Aaron. And we're going to talk to Rebecca in the next segment. But how is inflation impacting my cash flow? Gosh darn it.
You know, it's weird because if you look at the media, it's trying to tell you and spin a story that everything's fine. But ask the people that you hang out with, and everybody tells you, I don't understand how it is that it cost me $15 for a fast food meal. I don't get it. I don't understand how, you know, this tiny little, you know, cart of groceries that, you know, is $100. And it's just the staples. It doesn't make any sense. And so it absolutely impacts the cash flow. I was talking with one of my best friends, Robbie. He's been in the oil gas business his entire career. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, 20 years ago, he said, you know what the starting pay was for the guys in the field? I said, no. He said, it was $25 an hour. He said, last year, you know what our starting pay is?
$25 an hour.
$26 bucks an hour. $26. Now, at the same time, Jackie, when Rebecca and I built our first house in our community in 2002, we went way. Like, we were like, we can't afford this. And it was a whopping brand new build at $249,000.
Yes.
Wow. How did we afford it, right? Our you know, interest rate was 7.8% at the time. Crazy. But at the same time, but nobody is getting paid more since then. And that same house, we sold it a couple houses ago, is now selling for $500,000 or $600,000.
Oh, at least.
But nobody's getting more money. You see that?
The starting pay is no different. The starting pay is always the same, and the cost of housing and the cost of living is
keeps
different.
Going up, pow.
It's different in every place.
And that kind of goes into kind of the next point, which is, you know, should you change course or not? Do I need to leave the state? Do I need to stay in the state? Do I need to do this? Do I need to do that? Right. And so, and we talk about it all the time, that as interest rates fluctuate, that, you know, when interest rates are dropping, we always refinance our houses, right?
Yes.
When the interest rate is increasing, we always refinance our investments. There's always something to refinance. Insurance, your investments, because they go up. It's time to swap out. A lot of times people, you know, bought those old annuities and insurance policies years ago. Insurance companies, they're bidding for that business. They'll pay crazy stuff now. And so, you know, oftentimes you do need to make sure that you've got contingency plans in your financial plan.
Yeah.
You've stressed it. You know, if somebody passes away, you know what's going to happen. If you lose this income, you know what's going to happen.
Right.
So we've got to make sure that you build a plan because it's going to happen. It's going to happen. And so because of that, just make sure as a listener that you've got a plan A and a plan B. And with that, and we were just talking about refinancing our investments. And so I tell you right now, with the interest rates increasing, it's a great time to now refinance the investments the same way we did with our mortgage when the interest rates were really, really low. So I want all of our listeners to know that right now, as a golden opportunity, you guys can get in right now, work with us, and what we're going to do is we do a four-part financial assessment for you guys, okay? So the first thing that we do for the first 10 callers, no cost, no obligation financial review, you're going to get the free Social Security Max report. Now, we do this. It's the cornerstone of every retirement plan that we build. We have to do it first, and we squeeze every single penny out of Social Security. Then we do the risk assessment, and we were just talking about that. We stress test the plan. We're going to help you recognize those unnecessary losses in your retirement plan and then see if by making some adjustments, we can protect what you've spent your whole life building and growing. Right. And then we're also going to do a tax analysis. Hello, we do accounting. We're going to look at our tax brackets now. We're going to look at when we retire. And we're going to look at when we start doing our required minimum distributions. We're going to look to see how we can basically possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow at the same time. And then our final thing, which in my opinion, it's what I'm most proud of, our customized cash flow plan, utilizing our proven proprietary strategies, which could strengthen your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. So in short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So for the next 10 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review. We're providing complimentary No obligation. Jackie, what's that number again?
So easy. It's 918-913-0086, 918-913-0086 to reach Business for Breakfast. And on the next segment, everybody makes mistakes. That's why we're going to go to the softer side of Erin and Rebecca and talk to Rebecca about working out some of these mistakes in your retirement next. Everyone makes mistakes, but making them in retirement can cost you some money. This should be avoided. I know that's an overstatement of the obvious. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. We're having some fun here, though, on Business for Breakfast with Erin Novinger and Rebecca Novinger. And they have a wonderful business called Interstate Business Management. And for 55 years, this business did accounting for small business. And then the Novingers bought it and they also do retirement for 22 years. They've been offering retirement services there as well. And this is just so much fun for me. My favorite saying is, helping you mind your own business since 1968. You guys do a great job for your clients. Let's help people avoid some of these mistakes, Miss Rebecca, because there's no really hard and fast rules about getting into retirement, but maybe mistake number one. Well, I'll let you name them.
Sure. You know, there's no right or wrong, I mean, as far right. as black and white. But if you could make a mistake, one would be thinking you can beat the market. Even, yes, even professional traders who buy and sell individual stocks rarely outperform the market over the long term, known as an active strategy. Moving in and out of individual stocks is a recipe for excess volatility and can put your investments at risk. And you know, oh, were you going to say something?
No, you go.
We've all heard the saying, slow and steady wins the race, right? So in this case, I want to be the hare. I want to keep my stocks in place because you want to go long term, right?
Right.
So if you start pulling that money out, you may miss out on potential gains. You could, because, you know, there might be some kind of increase. You are also losing your
diversification. Yes, ma'am.
And possibly even some tax benefits.
Yeah, agreed with that. And that's just one thing you never. When I have friends who said, you know, have retired, I'm like, well, what are you doing now? Oh, I'm doing some day trading, hon. I'm doing some day trading. But, you know, it's gambling, I feel like. And if you end up losing a whole bunch of your equity in your stocks, that is just brutal.
Exactly. Well, and you got to know what you're doing. You got to be and obviously, you know, have a financial advisor or someone that can work with you. And we do, you know, we have that here in our office as well. And
yes.
You just got to be well informed and, you know, make educated decisions.
Sure. And I'm going to give your phone number at this time here, Miss Rebecca. It's 918-913-0086, 918-913-0086. Business for Breakfast. Now, Rebecca, what about mistake number two we need to avoid at all costs?
Yeah. How about keeping all your money in cash? So the complete opposite of the at-home trader is the person who keeps all of his or her money in cash.
Right.
Yes. And the problem here is that you won't keep up with inflation. So this is a particular problem for retirees who face health care costs rising much, you know, faster than the cost of living. And during uncertain times, holding it, actually, the thing is it can provide liquidity.
That's true.
Right. But as far as making the mistake, they're just saying, you know, don't keep it all in cash.
Right. Or just sitting there in your checking account. I think people, especially, you know, the older, they, you know, their parents, you know, lived during the Depression and they saw, you know, some just terrible stuff. So people like to stuff their mattress, don't they?
I tell you, if I can tell a funny little story about cash.
Yes. Here comes Aaron.
I was dying for this, guys. You know, another little story. But my dad, we always called him Pops, and he was my adopted dad. So he adopted him when I was 5 years old. Pops passed in 2016. But the funny thing is Pops was obsessed with cash. And so he was the guy that literally every Christmas would take $100 bills and give them away to people. He loved being the $100 Christmas Santa Claus. Ginormous human, huge, like 6'6", just huge. And so every time we would go visit him, now he was remarried. And so, and his wife, very, very stingy. And so, she really took care of him. Great. But just a kind of a stingy gal. And so, but dad had envelopes of $100 bills stashed all over the house, and she had no idea where they were at. None.
Oh.
So we would at some time when we were hugging or whatever, he would like whisper in my ear, okay, go in the Civil War drawer, lift it up.
Oh,
go to the very back of the drawer. There'll be an envelope back there. Get yourself a couple of those little $100 bills, and you and Beck, you know, have some gas money on the way home. I promise you. He was the guy where if you bought the house, you would find some type of 2x4, you know, an envelope of money stapled inside that sheetrock, right? So anyway, yes, go. I apologize.
What's that address?
Yes, exactly.
That is so cute. Now, if you don't mind, I'll chime in on that. By the way, this is Business for Breakfast. My grandmother, maternal grandmother, I guess she used to carry in her purse different, wads of 20s. And she would stuff some here and some there, like in her wallet, in her makeup bag, in her, you know, the old-fashioned, like, Estee Lauder compacts that are, like, gold or whatever, the really pretty ones, that you just replace the powder back instead of buying, throwing it away as plastic. They used
like
to just
refill.
Replace the powder. Yeah. She would put the money in there.
Oh.
And last year, my cousin told me this, so I never met the grandmother, and she never met our grandmother either. She passed away long before we came along, but her mother had said to her, look at you storing money like Grace Sargent everywhere in your wallet. So I guess my cousin has taken this on. And now when the grandkids are like, let's go to Old Navy or wherever, she's like, let me look in this compartment or that compartment. So people
she's
are
got
obsessed
her little
with
spots or stashes.
She's got her little spots. And I think I have a little money here.
Don't you love it though when you have put something away, say some money, or you forgot it in your pocket and then you do discover it and you weren't expecting? It's like, ooh, bonus.
A little surprise.
Oh, that's why I do the laundry, because you never know what you're going to find in those pockets.
Exactly. You know what's crazy is this is actually leading in kind of in a way to mistake number 3.
Okay.
Yeah, girl.
It's putting a little money in a lot of places.
Yes, it is.
I'm not kidding you. But of course, we want it to go in places that will make money, right? So reducing your risk by diversifying. Go ahead. And I was going to add one more thing. Another way to diversify is with mutual funds.
Index funds, ETFs. They're great. You know, when you're talking about diversification, you know, we just, we recommend to individuals, Warren Buffett's philosophy, right? Just find a good S&P 500 index fund, ETF. This is the top 500 companies from all segments, all diversification. Hmm. All of them is in one fund, for sure.
It doesn't always have to be about stocks, bonds, and investments, because if that were the case, you know, everybody would be doing it.
Right.
Our advisors are absolutely amazing. But again, for retirement planning, you know, our youngest client typically is 50. Mm-hmm. And so if what you do in your 50s, if you try to act the same way that you did in your 20s, time is not your ally. If there's a mistake, you can't get it back. Mm-hmm. And so you just have to be very intentional that you're not looking for grand slams or home runs. It's just getting on base and just do it consistently over and over again. And so our advisors are really trained in that specific form of investing for anybody, you know, which is really cool.
Right. Let's hop on number 4, Miss Rebecca.
Okay, well, how about steering too clear of your savings? Okay, so you have this huge amount of savings. You want it to go to your kids, your grandchildren, someone, a charity, but you're not thinking about what you may need. And I mean, I have seen this happen in my own family where they have money put aside. And I feel like, do you have any money? Because they're not spending it. They just keep using that same towel or something. And I'm just like, I mean, I don't say anything, but it's in my head.
Yes.
And it's because they're worried about leaving that money. And I'm like, well, you only live once. And yes, it's good to do that. And, you know, if you can, great. But don't, you're cracking me up. Don't avoid, you know, taking care of yourself. What were you going to say?
The towels. Oh, isn't it so true when you go to somebody, a grandmother, great grandmother or something, and they're using the towels that they had in this, you know, brand new in the late 60s with the flowers and the stripes.
Sure.
And you're like, Mom, listen, we have more absorbent towels now. You can go ahead and head over and get some new towels.
These days, they dry themselves, you know. They've got the self-drying
towels
and the quick-drying towels.
Yeah.
And
It's funny is people are like, oh, that's kind of a new thing. And I was like, you know, it's not. I said, when I was growing up, right, we had when divers and swimmers. So I was a competitive swimmer my whole life.
Ah.
And so everybody knows. And they've had these since the 70s, which was these quick dry towels, tiny towels.
Like a chamois.
And we call them chamois. Chamois or ShamWows, right?
Yeah.
Now they're like Under Armour. The technology is, it's all a ShamWow. That's all this is,
for
guys.
For like tennis players.
Yes.
Dear heaven on earth. All right.
The ShamWow.
Speaking of ShamWow, can we do a little ShamWow for our listeners, Jackie and Rebecca?
Please.
All right, good. So a lot of our listeners have said that they feel that they're, you know, saving well, but they're still concerned about market volatility and having enough to last through retirement. So making sure that you have enough income that's going to last your entire life, no matter how long you live, that is what we do day in and day out. We joke, we do this surgery 12 times a week, right? It's what we're good at. We're licensed in it. We know what we're doing, right? So really, for the next 10 callers, we offer a no-cost, no-obligation financial review, right? So the analysis that we do is four-part. Part number one is a free Social Security maximization report. We're going to squeeze every single penny out of Social Security. 96% of people do it wrong, leaving $3.4 trillion, that's right, with a T on the table.
Wow.
The next thing, we're going to stress test the plan. We're going to do a risk assessment. We're going to have a spouse pass away. We're going to have, you know, us retiring. What does that do? We're going to recognize those unnecessary losses in your portfolio and in your plan and see if by simply making some adjustments, we could experience dramatic growth potential. And really what we joke about is we don't have any money trees. We just have a lot of miracle growth. That's the miracle growth stuff. Then we do our tax analysis. We look at our taxes now. When we get to retirement and required minimum distribution age as well. And we look to see how making some adjustments can reduce your taxes and at the same time increase your cash flow. And then we're going to help develop my favorite thing. It's always my Christmas morning thing, customized cash flow plan. And that's utilizing our proven proprietary strategies, which could absolutely strengthen your retirement income and also take the worry out of living in retirement. So in short, we're going to take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So for the next 10 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review we're providing complimentary with no obligation. Jackie, give us that number.
918-913-0086. 918-913-0086. This is Business for Breakfast. And on the next segment, are we moving on? I think we are. We're moving on
to
Hashtag fake news. We're all familiar with fake news or misleading stories, or those well-meaning people who have all the answers to questions you haven't asked yet. So we're calling this segment Fake News on Business for Breakfast, where business is the most important meal of the day. Erin Novinger, Rebecca Novinger from Interstate Business Management, Jackie Selby, your consumer advocate. Now look at this. You're planning for your retirement, Erin. You might come across advice from well-meaning individuals like somebody over the fence or one of your uncles or that lady in the chair next to you at the haircutting place. She's hearing you talking about retirement.
Yeah,
everybody
sure.
has their opinion, don't they?
Yeah, they do. And especially when it comes to Social Security.
And this is your favorite because you are so well-versed. You teach this.
I've been teaching it for 10 years, man.
Yeah.
Teaching it for 10 years. I tell you, it is so important. And by the way, everybody's right and everybody's wrong. And you, because the thing is what we dealt with before the 2000s was a lack of information. And now what we're dealing with is an overload of information. And so that's why when you Google and say, should I take Social Security at 62? It'll say yes. If you Google and say, should I take it at full retirement age? It'll say yes. And
yes.
If you take it at 70, say yes. So, and by the way, they're all right and they're all wrong because it's unique for each individual. So if we're dealing with husbands and wives, and this is kind of, I'll give you the rule, and there's lots of exceptions, but the rule is typically two spouses, one of them is older, and one of them, usually the older one, is usually also the breadwinner.
Okay,
meaning they just make a little bit more money. It could be a lot more, but a little bit more. So the kicker is that there's going to be, and usually if we're talking about husbands and wives, okay, the hubby usually goes first. And so the wife gets to inherit the larger of the Social Security pensions. So that's why I always tell our husbands, if we're married, you're a little older, and you know, you're is the larger of the Social Securities. you have an obligation to wait as long as you can, because that is the last love letter you're leaving your wife.
Oh.
Now, you'll see all the time, engineers, and we have a lot of engineer clients, and which is great because I spreadsheet everything for them too. And so, but what's so funny is that, well, like, you know, mathematically, you know, I calculate blah, blah, blah. Well, yes, that's true. Maybe every person in your family dies at 70, and you've calculated that taking it at 62 makes the most sense for you. And that's true. But what about your spouse? So you always want to be intentional if you're married. Usually we have the breadwinner typically wait just a little bit longer. But right. If you're single, we base it off actuary tables. And sometimes we take it at 62. But again, we've been doing this for so long. We have to use software to do this. There's, for a married couple filing jointly, there's over 500 filing mm-hmm. combinations. So that's the reason why we have used software since day one. So people are like, should I take it here? Get in the office. It takes us 15 minutes to pull your Social Security report, 30 minutes if we gap. I just say, you know, just make sure to bring your Social Security statement. I mean, it's so easy to do Social Security planning. And with that alone, that is going to put you in the top 10% of all retirees with having the exact knowledge of when you should take Social Security. And so, yeah, I mean, take it. You'll hear it all the time. People make decisions on Social Security based off of fear. Get it while you can. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, I was going to take it at 62 because I was worried it's going to be gone. But guess what? People have been saying this for decades.
Yes.
Here's the thing. When they make decisions in Social Security now, it's for 30 years down the road. So for people, when you're having conversations about Social Security, when they make changes, typically you're grandfathered in. They understand you can't make changes today. We need to make changes today, but that's going to affect those 5, 10, 20, 30 years down the road. Right. So understand that, you know, it typically is not one of those things where if you're in your over age 50 and you're worried about Social Security being gone, Uncle Sam understands. The entire economy collapses if retirees don't have that. Because at least 50% of retirees, 75% of their retirement income is Social Security. For 50% of retirees, 75% of their income in retirement is Social Security. That's why we have to plan it. That's why you have to go first. And that's why it must be the cornerstone. Because if you plan it properly, you can squeeze so much more out of that than what you actually thought was capable.
Well, good. It's fun to hear an expert talking about this. And I love that you have all this current statistics and the ins and outs. And that's a nice invitation for folks to come in and sit with you. It just takes a few minutes, and you're offering that at no cost. 918-913-0086 is the phone number to reach Aaron and Rebecca Novinger. 918-913-0086 on Business for Breakfast. Their business is called Interstate Business Management, and they've been helping people with taxes and now retirement for 22 years on the retirement side, but since 1968 on the accounting for small business, which I love. It's a perfect combination, especially for those people who are getting ready to jump out of their business, sell their farm, whatever it is, and roll that stuff over. You have all the access to all the professionals that are going to make that happen as far as advice is concerned. Now, Aaron, are we safe to withdraw 4% of our savings every year?
I tell you, the safe withdrawal rate has been, first, can we just talk about what it is?
Yes.
So basically, we'll just say the safe withdrawal rate means that you take a certain percentage and it has a certain probability it's going to last for a certain amount of years. So there's three different factors. There's an X, Y, and basically a Z, whatever.
Okay.
And so, but there are variables, three variables in this. So 4% is one variable. How many years is going to last? And the probability it's going to last that long. And those are all variables based off of one percentage. And so for decades, it's always been 4%, which means taking 4%. So let's just use easy math. We have $1 million. Okay. 4% is $40,000 a year. That's easy. Okay. So that means that if we take 4%, we have a 90% probability those funds will last for 30 years. Now for about 10 years, because interest environment was lower, that was closer to 3%. But now, because it's higher, because, you know, when people diversify now, you know, they put some stuff in CDs and some more safe stuff that's got a good rate of return. So now we can comfortably go back to the 4%. But the higher that number, the less probability those funds are going to last for a certain amount of years, right?
Oh.
So 4% is good. What we always tell our clients is, but don't base your monthly budget on the 4%, because that number changes. And here's the thing. Market's down 30%. So let's start with $1 million. Okay.
Okay.
And let's say you need that $40,000 a year to, you know, make sure it meets the rest of your budget. Okay.
All right.
But let's say the end of next year, that's down 30%. So now it's $700,000. You still take 4%. First of all, you're petrified to take it because the market's at a loss. So it goes from a paper loss to a realized loss because you take the distribution. And at the same time, it's not $40,000 like it was from last year because it's $700,000 times 4%, which is $28,000.
Oh, dear.
You get it?
Yeah.
So every year, that number is a variable. And if you're depending on that to meet the budget,
okay,
it's going to let you down.
Let's not have this be a variable. How do we fix it that it's not a variable?
Oh, that's easy. You got to build the plan, and then you just have to make sure that your portfolio is, and we talked about it before, Rebecca talked about it before in this previous segment,
yeah,
diversify it, right?
Okay.
You got to have enough green type, meaning non-correlated to the market. It can't be correlated. Let some of it be correlated to the market, but based off of your age, the majority of it should not be correlated to the market. And we've talked about a lot of things, a lot of different investments that give a consistent rate of return you can ladder, real estate, there's bonds. And by the way, each of them has their own inherent risk. We're not talking about things that are necessarily risk-less.
Risk-free, right.
We're just talking about make sure it's not correlated to the market.
I see. Well, that's very interesting. I'm glad you made that distinction because otherwise it feels like, oh, well, those things are risk-free. Let's do all of those things.
Yeah, everything is risk.
And let's move on to expect your expenses to drop dramatically once you stop working.
And they do. And we talk about this all the time at the practice, something called Parkinson's law, not the disease, the law.
Okay.
So Parkinson's law just basically states as much money or time as you allot for something, you will use. Everybody went to college. Great. We all remember day one, they give you the syllabus and say, this is when the paper's due at the end of the semester.
Yes.
When does every college kid do that paper?
The day before.
The week of. Everybody knows this. They use the whole semester. And so that when we go in and build the budget, we're going to get, what's your income today? Let's subtract everything, and I typically take 15 to 20% of what they bring in now. And once you're in a lower environment, and a lot of those expenses happen because of work, you know, paying into healthcare and all these other different things that come out of that paycheck. So once you reduce that income by typically about 20%, that typically kind of is the budget. It's weird because if you've got a good Social Security plan and then you've got some, you know, other investments that you've got laddered and things like that, then it works out really good that even though your income drops, so does your expenses. And so everybody ends up like, I'm just as great in retirement, but I was making double when I was working. I'm just telling you, it's weird. Also, they had a lot of debt. So that's the crazy thing. Pay off that debt right about the time we retire. And even though we reduced, you know, our income by, let's say, $30,000 a year, we just paid the house off, which was pulling, you know, $1,000 a month.
Right.
Same money.
I like how you said that.
And speaking of same money, for our callers, we actually have something really, really interesting. You guys have said, and you've told us for a long time, you're saving well, but you're still concerned about the market volatility and having enough to last through retirement. So making sure that you have enough income that's going to last your entire life, no matter how long, that is what we do at our practice day in and day out. I spend half my week consulting and building these plans. Again, we joke that we do this surgery 12 times a week. So for the next 10 callers, we offer a no cost, no obligation financial review. Now, our reviews always encapsulate four things. The first, in my opinion, the most important, it's the cornerstone of the whole plan, Social Security.
Okay.
So we're gonna max that, and we're gonna squeeze every dollar out of Social Security. Then we're gonna stress test the plan.
Okay.
We're gonna help you basically really recognize what happens if somebody passes away, if you know our income gets cut in half, and really gonna look to see if we can make some adjustments by protecting the investments in the portfolio. You can experience huge dramatic growth potential. And then we're gonna do our tax analysis. Hello, I've been doing accounting for over 50 years. Mm-hmm. We're gonna look at taxes now once we get into retirement and when we start taking those required minimum distributions that we all have to take with those qualified plans. And then my favorite thing, which is the Christmas morning, you know, gift, is the customized cash flow plan. And that's utilizing our proven proprietary strategies, which again could strengthen that retirement income and also take the worry out of living in retirement. So in short, we're going to just take the guesswork out of financial planning for you. So for the next 10 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review. We're providing complimentary with no obligation. Jackie, give us that number.
It's 918-913-0086. 918-913-0086. Business for Breakfast with questions and answers next. You have questions, and the Novengers have answers. The place, Business for Breakfast. business, the most important meal of the day. Jackie Selby, your consumer advocate. And if my, you know, lips will continue to function here, I'm getting off coffee, you guys, so you have to forgive me. I usually by this time of the day have had a few coffees, but I'm getting off coffee. So I'm like, my brains are a little bit scrambled to try to get things to work right. Question coming in from Ralph from Muskogee. And he is asking you, Rebecca, are there any other benefits to contributing to a traditional IRA besides the deduction? I don't qualify for deductions and would like to make a well-informed decision. I plan to retire at 67, which is in 2 years from now. What can you tell me? Thank you, Ralph.
Actually, yeah, Ralph, contributing to a traditional IRA can still offer benefits beyond deductions, especially if you anticipate being in a lower tax bracket during retirement. And traditional IRAs allow for tax-deferred growth, meaning you won't pay taxes on contributions or earnings until you withdraw the money in retirement. And additionally, if you were within 2 years of retirement, contributing to a traditional IRA can provide a last-minute opportunity to bolster your retirement savings. And however, it's crucial to consider your specific financial situation always, of course, you know, consult with a financial advisor. But yes, there's definitely some other benefits to a traditional IRA besides deductions.
Mm. Great. And if you would like to consult with said consultant, here's the number, Ralph, 918-913-0086. Business for Breakfast is the show. And again, the number, 918-913-0086. Here comes Scott's question from Broken Arrow. He says, I'm 53 and concerned that I'm not diversified enough. Oh, we get this a lot. I mean, the discussion, I like it. I have both international and domestic stocks, but at the moment, that's it. Should I look into real estate investments or precious metals, anything that you can add? I appreciate your tips each and every week on the radio.
That's a great question, Scott. So first of all, let's kind of let's take an easy thing. And we always start with rule 100. So we take the number 100, subtract your age, and the net number is what we would, you know, starting off being comfortable having what we call, like, you know, market driven investments. So that the other number, which is typically your age, keep that percentage for non-correlated. So non-correlated would be things like precious metals, real estate, CDs, if you wanted to use insurance products, things like that. So the crazy thing is that if we look purely at the income from either rent, like a rental property, should I look at real estate? That's what Scott asked.
Right.
Or let's say the market. So again, you know, $1 million, and that $1 million that you're pulling, again, only 4% from, right? Well, you probably put in about $700,000 or $800,000 of that with your own money, and with the market and the match, you got to the million. You can only pull, again, 4%, which is $40,000. Or you could have, I don't know, four rental properties that, you know, you bought it, you know, $250,000 a piece, and you put in 20%, which is, you know, call that $200,000. $250,000, yeah, but when you bought them, they were probably, you know, $150,000. And so, but again, you only put 20% of that down, and the renter pays off the debt. And those four properties are going to spit out, remember, your $1 million gives you $40,000 a year, 4%. Those rental properties are going to spit out typically over $2,000 a month in rent, $2,500. That's going to be about $10,000 a month in rent.
Ooh.
Same $1 million value. 80% of it was paid off by the debt. The debtor on the $1 million, you put in 80% of that money, and you can only pull $40,000. So, again, we love diversifying. There's different options that are out there, guys. Other than, gosh, I just have to put in a mutual fund and watch my money evaporate. No, you don't have to do that. So, Scott, you know, there's a lot of things you can look at, Scott, and I agree with you. Diversifying. We love real estate. We love different things. So, you know, come in and sit in a meeting with us, and we'll be able to help you with that.
Great. Here's the number to call, Scott, 918-913-0086, 918-913-0086 on Business for Breakfast. And coming in from Jinx, we have Miss Brenda. Brenda, Aaron's going to answer this for you. What should I do with RMD funds after paying taxes if there's currently no need for the funds and I want them to grow with limited risk? There you go, Brenda.
My gosh, there's so many things that you can do. First, we always love, if you don't need it, we love qualified charitable distributions, right? So nonprofits and churches, that's That's awesome. That's the kind of the first thing. If you're kind of a benevolent type of heart and you don't need the money, just donate it there. And so the great thing is it's also going to count for your RMD, right? So it's great. And so that's kind of the first thing. But also, I mean, there's custodial, you know, IRAs that you can open up for the grandbabies. Uh-huh. And there's no reason why you can't gift them, you know, I think it's up to 13,000, 14,000 gifting. It increases every year. And so, but gifting, you can gift that amount of money into that IRA starting young. And so, you know, there's... You have to take that distribution. We understand that. And we're going to have to pay taxes on it. We understand that. But in the end, there's things that you can do to help help those in your life, the different charities and churches you're part of, those family members, help them suffer less. You can take the RMD and help those around you suffer less.
Yes.
So great question, Brenda.
That is wonderful.
There's a lot of things you can do.
Thank you, Brenda, so much for the question. And here's one from Robert. And Robert is in Bixby. Is this one go to you, Rebecca?
Yes,
I think
this
it does.
Mine.
He says, I have a steady stream of income, but given that I recently hit my 72nd birthday, I now need to take those RMDs. I'm worried about the tax spike. Is there any way to avoid it?
Yes, actually, you know, there are a few strategies I want to share. But before I say that, just, you know, remember that all of these have their own considerations and potential implications. Just be sure that you definitely check this against your overall financial plan. But I'm going to kind of piggyback where Aaron was talking about charitable distributions.
Yeah.
So if you're charitably inclined, you can direct all or a portion of your RMDs directly to a qualified charity.
Yeah.
And then you've also got another strategy would be actual strategic withdrawals.
Yes.
Consider withdrawing more than the minimum required amount in years where your income is lower or when you anticipate being in a lower tax bracket. You've got Roth IRA conversion. A lot of this is kind of similar to his answer, but you know, you get it. So depending on your financial situation and tax outlook, you might explore converting some or all of your traditional IRA assets to a Roth IRA. And yes, this will trigger taxes on the converted amount in the year of the conversion, but potentially it reduces your future tax burdens.
Correct.
There's two more I want to share with you. You've got estate planning. If leaving a legacy is important to you, consider the impact of RMDs on your estate. Planning ahead, such as utilizing trust or gift strategies, can help minimize those tax consequences for your heirs. And lastly, consult a financial advisor. You know, this has got a lot of things that are complex and have the, you know, as far as tax planning, all of that comes into consideration. And again, we always just like to say, you know, definitely, you know, take all of this information and check in with someone on that.
You bet. And that someone is you. 918-913-0086. 918-913-0086. So thank you, everybody, for the wonderful questions on the show today. And I guess we're getting down. Do you have final final comments, Aaron?
Well, I do. And so it's actually a really, really good opportunity for our listeners, because we remember back when interest rates were dropping, we would always refinance our houses. But when interest rates are increasing, the same interest rates that's driving us nuts, but at the same time, we need to refinance our investments and insurance, right? So, and that's always a part of what we do when we do our basically four-part, you know, custom cash flow plan. And really for our listeners, what we're going to do for the next 10 callers, we offer a no-cost, no-obligation financial review. So the analysis that we do, first thing we do is always the cornerstone of every plan is the Social Security Maximization Report. So we're going to use software. We've used software for 15 years, and that's the cornerstone that builds every plan, and everything is then built on top of that. And the next thing we're going to do is we're going to do the risk assessment. That's just stress testing the plan. Somebody's going to pass away. We're going to have some income that comes out of the plan, and we're going to see what happens. We're going to build in marriages. We're going to build in kitchen remodels, the kids, you know, $25,000 for this or whatever. We'll build it all in. And then like what Rebecca was talking about before, we're going to do the tax analysis. We're going to look at taxes today. What the tax looks like when you retire. So during those times, does it make sense to do those Roth conversions and lower, you know, income to make sure that when we hit the required minimum distribution years, we're not, you know, taking in this huge tax bracket if we didn't have to be. And then we're going to give you your Christmas morning, you know, present, which is the customized cash flow plan, which utilizes our proven proprietary strategies, which again is going to help strengthen your retirement income and also take the worry out of living in retirement. So in short, We're just going to take the guesswork out of financial planning for you guys. So for the next 10 callers, that's a comprehensive financial review. We're providing complimentary with no obligation. Jackie, give us that number again.
Sure, 918-913-0086, 918-913-0086 on Business for Breakfast.
Investment advisory services offered through Interstate Business Management, a registered investment advisor. During the show, Aaron and Rebecca Novinger provide general information, not individually targeted personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and products or services should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory services. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through Interstate Business Management. By contacting Interstate Business Management, you may be provided information regarding the purchase of insurance products.